Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morning, Alice. How are you?
I'm very well. I love to be introduced as a very lovely person?
A very lovely person. You are a very lovely person, Alice.
I'm actually an awful, horrible, toxic human being. I disguise it well, but we all contain multitudes, so you know.
Yeah, it's all, you know, part of life's great tapestry. We're talking about some very cool opportunities in the theatre at the moment. Yes. What's going on?
Well, actually, I wanted to talk a little bit about Play Market because I realise I may have name dropped in the past without giving some context.
Cool.
And then we'll talk a little bit about what they've got coming up. So Play Market is New Zealand's only play agency in New Zealand. So they basically, like, you have a play, they license it, they manage all the royalties and stuff like that. Because would you believe it, when you put plays on, if you write them, you get paid a little bit.
We love that.
Wow.
We love that.
So they do that, and they also do things like all the kind of businessy side of that, so negotiating and shit. So they're kind of like a manager, right? Or they're an agent, literally. But they also do a shit ton of dramaturgy and script advisory stuff. So, so they're based in Wellington, but they operate nationally. So the reason I wanted to bring up Play Market is, well, one, they just had the Adam Play Awards, which is our annual national play awards, which this year was Maraia Rakuraku. Who is a Tūhoe, I think she's Tūhoe, or if I'm not mistaken, playwright and broadcaster, short story writer. She was at the Modern Letters. She took out the award this year for Best Play, as well as Best Play by a woman and Best Play by a Māori playwright for her work 02041610007. The reason I want to give, and I want to give a big shout out to that because it is one thing that we've been talking about a lot in the theatre community is, you know, every year we produce some exceptional scripts, but we don't often put them on.
Yes.
You know, it's very rare to see these scripts actually get on stage. So a little bit of the shout out was to go, if you're interested in putting on shows but you don't know how to write your own or devise your own, there are still hundreds of original play scripts that are esteemed. You know, they've been they've won awards that and yet have yet to see the light of theatre day. So
that's an interesting problem, eh? And it's one of those things that I think if you're in the know, you know it's an issue. But people who just like to go to the theatre and watch what's on don't actually necessarily know there's quite a lot of this kind of complicated stuff that goes on behind the scenes. We've got great scripts just waiting to have their moment. Not enough money to go around.
I know, we love money. Theatre loves money. It's like a bloody money vacuum or a money sponge. But yeah, so you can actually get a lot of plays out. Play Market have an online sort of store, and you can look at a whole lot of stuff. Just give Celesi a little message and he'll hook you up with all the greatest goods in terms of plays. Now, the other reason I wanted to mention Play Market, they've got two cool opportunities coming up. I wanted to share. The first is Te Hono. So it's their sort of... It's like a dating app. A dating service for playwrights. So it's actually a mentoring service. So every year there's the playwrights retreat, which again, if you're in the know, this is where a bunch of playwrights go somewhere. They go bush and they bring lots of food and then they write plays for a weekend. It's
very
really
good.
Cute. And actually it's usually for established or two senior playwrights. So it's actually very, I wouldn't say it's competitive to get a spot in the writing retreat, but it's very esteemed. Anyway, they decided to pivot to doing virtual partnerships for this and it's been a rip-roaring success. So for this year, they're going to select 10 playwrights with scripts that don't have to be finished. In fact, they could be in the infancy. It could be just an idea that you have. And they'll actually match you with a script advisor.
That's awesome. That is such a good collaboration potential there.
Totally. And it's that thing where sometimes when you're writing, you feel like you're a little bit of a silo, a little bit of a vacuum itself. So it's nice to have someone outside. And the role of the dramaturg is really to be a beacon to what the work is and the purpose of the work and to ensure that the writer is really is doing everything within their skills and their tenacity and charisma to get towards that. So yeah, so that closes the 1st of May for expressions of interest. And from my understanding, understanding, you literally need to just send an outline of what you're thinking. It could be something you're working at the moment or something you'd like to work on. If you actually think you know the person that you'd like to be your script advisor, you can even say do a bit of a wish list there and then sub it to Salisi Liotta, who's going to be looking at those applications later on. So that is the first opportunity. Very, very cool.
Very cool.
The second one is the Playmaker Pacifica Trainee Script Advisory Residency, which is a bit of a mouthful. Basically, this is part of Creative New Zealand's Pacific Arts Strategy. It's a strategy that was developed, I think, if I'm not mistaken, a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's actually about developing script advisors in the Pacifica community. Because playwrights, very important, very critical.
Totally.
But script advisors and dramaturgs play such a vital role in as well. So it's a trainee residency. I think we got a couple of weeks to go before applications close. It's for people to basically upskill in that area. So you could actually be quite an established theatre maker, or maybe you could even be into film or something along those lines. But live performance, visual arts could also potentially dip in there. But you basically receive a stipend, you'll be hooked up with a bunch of other cool people. And it's nationwide, yeah, so it's not just for Tamaki Makaurau, but for
Fantastic.
Everywhere.
So you can tell your friends as well.
This is the one. And I think, sometimes it's really hard to know these opportunities are out there, which is why I want to give a shout out.
You do a good job of making sure we know what's happening, I think, Alice. You really do.
No one's paying me, but look, I'll take a stipend if I must. I feel like I'm a community notice board for opportunities. Finally, very, very, very quickly, the Basement Theatre, obviously in the heart of Auckland, have extended their residence ideas. Ideas in residence.
Yes, that's the one. Yep.
Ideas in residence. So the Ideas in Residence, which is like a residency that Basement hold, and also Auckland Fringe Basement sort of curate their own fringe within the festival.
Yes.
And their expressions of interest have both been extended till tomorrow.
Woo-hoo!
You've got 24 hours to get something into the Basement. So either of those things. Of course, Auckland Fringe, very exciting. It's coming back for September this year. We're going to definitely bring on the crew there to talk about what that entails.
Cool.
Later on in the show, so everyone will get to know about that. But yeah, Basement is doing a little bit of an early nudge. So those two opportunities close tomorrow. It's Fair. All on.
Well,
it's
we will put a little list in the podcast with the links for everyone who has listened to this and is like trying to write it down frantically. We'll put a little list so you can listen back and you can make sure you get all the details after the show. But thank you, Alice. That is a very helpful little roundup of awesome opportunities on the horizon for the theatre community very broadly, which is very exciting. Cheers
we
for
love
that.
It. Thanks so much, team. And look, community notice board out. I love what I do and I love the community. So it's the least I can do for us.
Well, you're a legend. We will talk to you again next week, Alice. See you soon.
Gorgeous. Thanks, team.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Cantop.